This is a Pinball News production.
So it's a real pleasure to be here. It's our first Chicago Expo. I think I've seen a lot of your faces at some other shows, especially this guy right here and this guy right here. So it's a real pleasure to not only come to our first Chicago Expo, but to also be a speaker. So it's a great honor, and I thank you, Rob. Just out of curiosity, show of hands, before today, how many of you have heard of Pin Graphics before? All right. I like that. Very cool. Very cool. So we've had a very busy year. We also had a very severe flood in our facility. So during that time, we had to rebuild a new place, a new office, set up our equipment, move everything from the past office. So that was a bit of a challenge. And also, trying to create new things. You know, we get a lot of emails, a lot of feedback from everyone, and we think it's wonderful. We love feedback. And we're not one of these people that just, you know, okay, yeah, that's great. Thanks for sending your opinion. No, we actually take into consideration your feedback, and we'll actually make changes to the items that are in question. We are a family-owned and operated business out of Long Island, New York. And I think that's really important to have people who are very dedicated to what you do, because in the end, you get a better product because it's built with love. We also have a new product that's coming out. I'm very excited, and we're going to be working with Rick from Planetary Pinball. I think most of you have seen our aprons already. Those are the Bally Williams licensed aprons, right? Yeah? Okay. So we're going to be working on some more designs for those, getting those out. Those have been taking a little longer to get out the door, but we have a solution for that. I'm just waiting for a piece of equipment for my laptop I would like to show you. But does anybody have any questions at this point? Right now, anybody have any? Okay. Yeah. So I have. We have some samples here I could show you. So basically, what we do is we make custom graphics for the insides, the outsides. Basically, wherever there's a blank space, we like to fill it with color. That's pretty much what we like to do. Gives the game a little more depth. It definitely enhances the pinball experience. And it's just a lot more fun, you know. Makes the game a lot more, you know, pleasing to the eye. There's no more black sides to look at. You have something that's really interesting, colorful. It also blends into the game as well. So one of the things that we've been working on is these new speaker grills, which are basically magnetic strips, but we print on the front with the high-quality vinyl that we use. And these go over. Stern is now shipping games with speaker panels. So some people do like them, some people do not. If you don't like them, you can buy one of these from us and simply place it over the speaker grill. And if you wish to go back to the original speaker grill, you can simply peel it off. So it's pretty cool. Takes about 5 seconds to do. Cheap, really cool, cost-efficient mod, and really for the get your best bang for the buck. Yeah, question was from the gentleman in the front row here was asking, are we going to be doing any speaker grills for the Bally Williams machines? Unfortunately, the answer is no, because someone else is actually handling that on the planetary pinball end. So, and the other thing is, most of the back boxes, the DMD panel, are made out of wood. So the magnet doesn't really stick to that. So these are really mainly for Stern machines, Stern specific. I hope they could get my laptop running, because I really have some really cool stuff I want to show you. You got it going? Okay, cool. Excuse me one sec. Okay, let's start that again. Okay, so we are Pin Graphics. We're out of Long Island, New York, family-based and owned, operated. This is the Pin Graphics team. Not necessarily, you know, the shadows aren't proportionate to us, so just give us a little. So I'm Joe DeRusso, otherwise known as Joe Raptor on the pin side. My partner, Jose Tigani, otherwise known as Jake Graphics. Gina Capone is our web developer. Jim Seamers, web consultant, PR, great guy. And my son, Joey DeRusso, production manager. Thank you. So why do we get started? Basically, I was a collector, and I saw things that I didn't like in some of the games that I was buying. And so I felt, you know, hey, I'm a graphic designer. I could probably do some of this stuff, and I think I could probably even do it better, you know? So what the hell? I'd give it a shot. So I started making, you know, simple little decals for people. And, you know, basically our philosophy is, you know, we don't create anything we wouldn't want on our own machines, you know. So if we don't put it on our machines, we're definitely not going to have you guys put it on your machines. You know, we don't just put out, you know, stuff to put out. We don't just stamp stuff out. This stuff takes time, you know. A lot of people are like, hey, how come you don't have this? How come you don't have that? You know, we love the request. Unfortunately, you know, each one of these designs takes quite a bit of time to think about, concept, colors, how it fits, you know, and a lot of times we don't have the games to do it. So we have to reach out to someone who becomes an official tester of ours. We send them a set of pin blades. They install it in their game. They take some pictures for us. They tell us, you need to move this around. You need to move that around. It goes back and forth three or four times. And then that's when you get the final product. So, yeah, it takes a long time to make. And we don't just put out, you know, garbage. You know, there's a lot of garbage out there, unfortunately. And just, we don't do that. So, and we also use... you know, another thing about Pin Graphics is, and when I started the company, was I'm going to use the best products. I want to make the best products we can make using the best products. And I don't really care how much it costs, because that's what we do. We're about quality. We're not about, like, we want people to be happy, you know. So we spend quite a bit on vinyl and laminate. And we buy only the purest inks available. We don't use aftermarket inks or cheap laminate. It just makes a huge difference. You know, once you have a fantastic substrate to print on, the end result is a product that's beautiful. So in the beginning, we basically had to do everything manually, you know. That meant also cutting. So we had to cut every single piece by hand, you know. But then something really cool happened. We got this beautiful large format printer. It's made by a company called Mamaki. It's a Japanese company, and it's nothing but precision. This is... it's almost like a robot, you know, and it really sped up production a lot. You know, we also use eco-friendly inks, so we, you know, don't cause too much, you know, we try to keep the environment as clean as possible, and it's not the friendliest, you know, business for that, so. So my first decal was actually for a play field for a firepower, and as you can see, there's a little spot there. And I actually was going through my drawers, and I found the first little patch I ever made, which is amazing because it was out of inkjet paper and basically wood glue. And I actually put it on the game, and the guy who sold it to me said, "Hey, that's the same game." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, you should do this." I'm like, "Nah." But here we are. So this is some of the custom work we've done. How many of you have heard about the Matrix? You guys know about the Matrix pin? Sure, right? Well, I was asked to do some work on it for a one-of type of situation. And these are the pin blades I came up with. And they look really, really cool. If you look at the play field all lit up, they actually glow in the dark, you know. And then also, if you see the lockdown bar, that's a custom lockdown bar as well. This is something that we're looking into doing in the future for other games as well as Bally Williams games. So really interesting. It's a bit of a process, but it's definitely cool. So our current products are, as you know, we have the pin blades, which are these items right here. Oops. So these are our pin blades. What's really great about this product is that they're extremely durable. Now, don't get me wrong, you can definitely rip them if you're not careful. But a lot of our competitors use a different laminate, which is thin. So you put them on, you lift your play field, you put your play field down, and as soon as you put your play field down, they get ripped. Then what happens? The guy who bought them says, "Hey, you know what? These are garbage. I'm never buying these things again." You know? So I did a lot of research, and I spoke to a lot of people in the industry, in the print industry, in the pinball industry, and we came up with this formula of almost the perfect material. So the material has basically three layers. It has a topmost layer, which is the strongest and the durable part. It has the under part, which is almost the middle. That's where the ink is actually applied to, the middle layer. And then there's the back layer, which has, if I could just peel this off. Can't really see it, but if you look closely, there's a mesh pattern here. Okay, and the mesh pattern serves a purpose. The purpose is that when you lay it on the machine, the air that's trapped inside escapes, so it sits nice and flat. The other thing about this is, because it has the mesh pattern, you can also peel them off very easily, and if you happen to make a mistake while installing them, they'll come right off. So it's a really great product, and it does cost a little more, but I've been, you know, we've been asked, you know, several times, "Hey, you know, we could get your cheaper vinyl. You want to use cheaper vinyl?" You know, no, please, we want to stay with this stuff because this stuff is the best, and we really love it. And I know everybody else loves it. Of course, I get a lot of emails. "Hey, man, this is great stuff. Very durable. The colors are bright. You know, thanks for a great product." And that makes us feel good. So our next product is they're called Bladeskins. And I have a Bladeskin around here somewhere. Okay, here we go. So Jose is going to demonstrate, he's going to hold this up. So basically, you know, everyone loves mirror blades, right? So we like them too, but I don't know, like standalone mirror blades, there's something about them just, so I don't know, one night we're all sitting around and basically we came up with the concept. Jim, Jose and I were just kind of brainstorming and we said, you know what if we take our pin blades and cut out patterns and lay it over the mirror blade? How would that look? So we did it. And as you can see, I mean, it's really beautiful, especially when installed in the game. It's a big hit. The only thing about them is you need to check your clearance before you actually want to order them, because they do run a little tight, and the tolerances on the Stern machines and other machines are all different. So every pinball machine's different, we found. So some machines, hey, they fit right in. The other machine, oh, man, I can't fit them in. What am I supposed to do? So unfortunately, you have to really check your clearances before. Oh, that's a good question. Basically, you need. Okay, gentleman asked, how do you measure that distance? Basically, you just need to take a ruler. And if you have an eighth of an inch on each side, you should be good to go. So, is that good? Okay. So, yeah, Bladeskins, really cool product. We have a lot more designs coming out. Right now we have Tron, Iron Man, we have Star Trek. So, really, really neat product. Also, yes, thank you, Jim, The Walking Dead. So, and then we have our pin aprons, which are, I'm sorry, wrong slide. So here's some of the process of actually creating a pin blade. Sorry. So basically, this is for America's Most Haunted. I was asked to do the pin blades for the inside. And what was really great about it was I was able to use the actual artwork from the game instead of just some, you know, generic type of stuff. And this is what it looks like. This is like the finished product. I have to send this out we don't have the game, so it has to be sent out for shipping, for fitting, and then I'll hear back about the fitting, and then we will then change it and make adjustments if necessary. So, here's a set of pin blades for Theater of Magic, and also a matching apron that we are going to be making in our next batch of aprons. This is the Bladeskin process. And for some reason, my video... Okay, so here we go. So basically, we have our mirror blade. We then have the decal that basically turns into a rub-on decal. Now, each one of those pieces that you see are white needs to be removed by hand. That's called weeding. So those all have to be weeded individually. And then they have to be transferred onto the application tape. And then from the application tape, we now put the skin on top of the blade, as you can see here. It's basically a big rub-on decal. And now it's being burnished on. And then once it's burnished on really well, we then... remove the tape
the application tape. And as we peel back the application tape, you can see how the chrome comes through and how really beautiful that looks. This is for Iron Man. We originally had the Iron Man on gold blade skins. Unfortunately, can't seem to find them. And if we do, they're like a lot of money. So... Okay, good question. We can sell the skin. However, the application of these is tricky. So what happens is you only really get one shot to do it. And so if we send it to you and you mess it up or whatever, then what are we supposed to say? You know, like, I'm sorry, you know. So we don't really sell the skin. We're coming up with a better way for solution to have them, you know, have these as kits. So, but right now we do the installation, and we have a couple of customers that actually sent us their mirror blades, and we have installed our skins on the mirror blades for them. So that's a possibility. If you are interested, feel free to stop by after. I'll give you my card, and we can discuss that, okay? What else we got? I'm sorry, guys. I'm losing my voice. Okay, so there's another shot of the blade skin as it's really nice. And we've got some U2 in the background, you know. We like to have fun at our studio. We like to keep things casual.
You're right.
That's... Okay, so which brings us to our new product that we are pretty excited about. They're called Pin Mags. And right here is a perfect example. Now, it looks like an ordinary apron that we already do. However, there's three different designs on this apron. Can you see them? Anybody? No? Okay, let me show you. So let's say 1 week, your friends come over, and you say, hey, man, I got this new apron. Oh, yeah, where'd you get it? Oh, yeah, we got it from Pin Graphics. Oh, yeah, let me check it out. Oh, well, here it is. Thank you, bro. So then let's say, okay, well, party was great, friends go home. Following week, you know what? I feel like changing it up. So now I have another design. So now the guys come back and they're like, hey, what did you do? Oh, what do you mean? And you how much money you have? Did you buy another apron? Like, yeah, you like that, huh? Yeah, I love it, I love it. It's really cool. Party's over. Next week comes. We have another design. Now what? What is going on? What is going on? I know you're crazy about flipping things, but you can't make up your mind. Well, you know, I just got this really cool Pin Graphics kit, and basically I can change any design I want. All I have to do is slap it on like this. You guys remember Color Forms when you were a kid? Basically, this is Pinball Color Forms. And you can even change up designs. You can even change the front panels as well. So this is something that we're looking to do, and it's a 5-minute change. Thanks, Rob. It's a 5-minute change. I mean, you take the glass off, you slap it right on top, and you're done. The other good part about this is you could put this on your stock apron. So let's say you get tired of your stock apron. Some people, there's a lot of purists out there. They don't want to change their stuff. But maybe they want to fiddle around. So they buy one of these and they put it on. Yeah, it looks cool. It goes right over the original apron. If they get sick of it, they pull it back off. It's really simple. So we're really excited about that. That's our... we're going to start cranking out a lot more of these. We just spoke... Oh, question.
So what would be the minimum quantity that would make a custom design feasible? Because you say I'm throwing a party.
Mm-hmm.
What if you made aprons just for that party, one-time apron?
Mm-hmm.
How many would it take to make that economically feasible?
Well, that's a good question. And here's the thing. You know, the aprons themselves are really, they take time to make. So, yeah, we always gauge interest before we actually go about ordering anything. Yeah, I mean, we need to have at least 50 to 60 aprons to be, you know, to make it happen. You know, we're not going to lay out all the tooling costs, the metal, the sheet metal, the blueprinting, just to make, you know, 25 aprons, you know. So, yeah, we need at least, you know, a substantial amount to say, okay, this is doable, you know. Some of our aprons are in their third batches. So, for instance, Medieval Madness, you know, we sold out in like 3 days. It was a very big hit. We also have Attack from Mars. That also sold out. So, excuse me, we are actually running low on our aprons and we need to restock. But in the meantime, we're going to be still doing the original aprons, but we're also going to be working on the pin magnet kits, because we'll be able to produce a lot more of these and a lot quicker than it takes. You know, for each apron design, it takes about 3 months from beginning to end. You know, and that's a bit of a, you know, and plus logistics, you know, the aprons are across this, you know, we're in New York, the aprons are in Minnesota, they got to get to us, we got to put, you know, it's just, you know, but we still want, you know, we're still going to do both. And basically, you know, we came up with this because we were testing, you know, instead of taking an apron off and reinstalling and taking it off and reinstalling and taking it off, saying, you know what, why don't we just sell this? This is the same, you know, and, you know, and it was a great, and I think it's a great idea. And I hope you guys like it as well. We just started a new, question. Ryan. Good, how are you?
I saw your lockdown bar, and I was curious if that's printed with the same vinyl as your blades. And how that was geared to.
Okay. It's the same vinyl substrate. However, the laminate is different. This has our thick 2.5 millimeter shell type of laminate, which is scratch resistant. Now, this wouldn't work for wrapping. The laminate that's on the lockdown bar for the Matrix, we used a clear laminate, which is thinner, so it's more pliable. And also, you know, we use a heat gun to get those corners, because the corners are the key, you know. There is a certain art to wrapping, and I will tell you, that lockdown bar, I had to do 7 times. But now I'm a pro, so. So. Anyway, we have a brand new website, www.pingraphics.com. We just revamped it. Made it a lot more easier to navigate through. We always have new stuff on there. You should also check out the blog, because anything new that we're making, you'll see in the blog. Also, you know, we have a lot of friends, and we also have some distributors that sell our stuff, not just us. We have, you know, of course, we work with Rick from Planetary Pinball. We'll also be doing some other stuff with Rick, soon to be announced, which is really some more exciting stuff. And we'll let you know about that in the next few months. Our friends at Cointaker, Pinball Refinery, the Measle Mods, Joe from Laserific, Pinball Life, and now we have Ministry of Pinball in Europe. They're handling all of our stuff. So, you could also reach out to us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and that's it. So, anybody have any questions?
Following up on the question about the lockdown bar, cars.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're thinner, have you had one in kind of a long-term situation to see what happens with the hands pushing right against it, body oils?
Yes. Yeah, we actually tested that before, and that was a concern of mine because, you know, it looks great for a little while, and then you don't want the ink, like, running off onto your hand. And you're playing the Matrix, and all of a sudden your hand's, like, green and purple, you know. It's like, oh, I think I'm in the Matrix now, you know. So, no, actually, the clear laminate lasts a good, in an indoor environment, up to 5 years. And then you'll start seeing some breakdown. But, you know, it all depends on how much it's played, how much wear, how well the user takes care of it, you know. So, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, another great question, and thanks for bringing that up, because that's a whole segment that I wanted to discuss. But anyway, we do custom work. That's what we do mainly. However, we will print whatever you want. However, it has to fall within copyright. You know, we're not going to print anything that's copyright infringement, you know. So that's a lot of problems. You know, a lot of guys come to us, hey, man, I want X-Men. Can you put, like, you know, Wolverine and this guy and that guy. I'm like, I'm sorry. I wish I could, but maybe someday, you know, we could do something different. So I mean, if you have some files, I suggest get in touch with us. We've done this for several people, lots of people actually. And just send us a screenshot of what you want to do, and we'll take it from there, you know. Yes, sir, Mr. Rob.
So, I play a lot of the 60s games, of course, they have the metal apron at the bottom.
That's right, the EMs.
What's the cost for a one-off just for one of those games?
It depends on how complex the image you want.
I provided the artwork, and all you did was...
You know, we could do that for like $50, you know, which is... I think is very reasonable, you know. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, we want to help. We want to get into the EMs as well. And we actually have some EM designs. Unfortunately, I didn't have them in time to bring them into our presentation. But we are working on EM stuff as well because we know there's a lot of EM guys out there. And EMs are beautiful as well. So we want to do some stuff with that as well. Yeah, we also have a booth in the vendor area, so please stop by and say hello. And I think we have some free magnets and some shirts to give out, so come on by. And thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure being here. Thank you, Rob Burke. It was a real pleasure. This is my Goombada right here.
Looking at you. Do you have a list of all the games?